You're listening to a message from Mercy Culture Church, home of Pastor Landon and Heather Schott in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information about Mercy Culture and ways that you can be a part of it, visit mercyculture.com.
We are in the middle of what we're calling the season or the culture of mercy. And we're in a three-part series, and it's from the founding scripture that we founded Mercy Culture on, and it's Exodus 33, 13. And it's this: teach me your ways that I may know you and find favor. So the first series was a part on the ways of God. His ways are higher than our ways. Our ways are not like his. We have to make his ways our ways. The second one, so that we may know God. We did a series on knowing God, knowing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we just started this third series called The Favor of God. Now, all the past dozens of sermons are all on our Facebook page and our podcast and all that, so you can go catch up if you're not up to date. But today we're going to start week three, or part three, of The Favor of God. The title of this message is Highly Favored. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter 1, or you could turn into your notes by texting or the YouVersion app. Luke chapter 1. Verse 26 says this: in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city called Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, O favored one," or highly favored. "The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled, saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Someone say, favor with God. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom, there will be no end." Someone say amen. Amen. Verse 34, "And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit,'" I'm gonna say Holy Spirit, "'will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, even in her own age, will conceive a son. And this will be the sixth month with her who is called barren." Verse 37, the final scripture. It says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed her. Favor. The favor of God, hear this today, is in your yes. The title of this message is Highly Favored. Let's pray. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We say this is not our church, it's yours. So have your way. We declare no spirit, but the Holy Spirit is welcome in this place. So we say, Holy Spirit, come, and every other spirit, you have to go. You have no authority in here, and we declare this is the Lord's place. We don't make room for the Holy Spirit. We say we give you the room. So, Lord, we declare, let your word go before us. We declare your word is the highest authority. We declare your word is true, and every man's a liar. We declare your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We declare your word is higher than our ways. It's profound, Lord. We declare that your word is above everything. So we declare, Holy Spirit, would you breathe upon the Logos word and let it become rhema, let it become revelation, let it become living in this place. Lord, we pray right now, Holy Spirit, would you give us ears to hear? Would you give us hearts to receive, minds to understand what your Spirit is saying? Lord, no one came to hear me. We all came to hear you. So we say, speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Teach us your mercy culture. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said, amen. And amen. A quick recap of the last few weeks on favor. Favor is simply when God is for you because he is with you. How do you know that God is with you? Because you're with him. That's why our vision is to go from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. Because you know you're with God when you're with him every day. So when you're in the presence of God every day, you can be assured he's with you because you prioritized him. Now remember, Exodus 33:13 says, teach me your ways that I may know you and find favor. It's so important that you understand the order that favor comes. It comes when you're trying to please God by living according to his ways, knowing him intimately, and when you seek the Father's heart, his hand follows. But we have so many believers that are seeking his hand and don't care about his heart. You don't find favor, you find God, and his favor finds you. Proverbs 8:35, it says, whoever finds me finds life and obtains the favor of the Lord. Last week, my wife Heather preached on transcending favor. Come on, how good was last week? She talked about transcending favor, and the fruit of favor is miracles. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are in a miracle. Y'all don't even know. Y'all aren't even ready for this. So here we are in our text, Luke chapter 1. We have Mary, who was the earthly mother of Jesus. She was visited by the angel Gabriel, and he comes and he brings her the report that the Holy Spirit's going to come upon her. And even though she's a virgin, she's going to be the carrier of the presence of God. So this is the foundation of our text. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 28, the angel said, greetings, O favored one. Now I want to stop for a moment, and this is really important, because when the angel said greetings, or when he said hail in some King James version or some other text, he wasn't saying worship or pray to. So this is really important because some people will pray to Mary when that's actually unbiblical, and actually it's praying to anybody but God is witchcraft. And so that is not an appropriate thing. So Mary isn't meant to be worshiped, but we should thank God for her. The same way you shouldn't worship your pastor or your favorite pastor on Instagram. But you should thank God for them. You should thank God for the gift of God and how God uses them. So the same way, even the angel said she's highly favored, or she was met by the grace of God, the power of God. So we need to appreciate who she is, but not worship her. I want to remind you of the first three commandments are about worshiping nothing but God. So he said, greetings, O favored one, or highly favored. Someone say highly favored. What does it mean to be highly favored? It means this, that you have a yes in your heart for whatever is in God's heart. Highly favored is this blind faith, that you're ready to say yes to God before he even gives you something to do. Highly favored is you are with God and you don't care where he's going or what he's gonna do or what he asked you to do, but whatever God says, you have already said yes before he even answers. That's what a highly favored means. Now, most people aren't highly favored because most people want to interrogate God before they do anything for God. Well, what do you mean? What do you want to mean? What's it going to cost? And how much do I have to give? And how much time is it going to be? And how much energy is it going to be? And I don't know if I want to do that. And well, how loud do I have to say it? Can I whisper it? Can I just text it? Do I have to go to them? Do I have to get out of my car to go to that person to say that? What do I have to do? I don't know if I want to do that. Can I just stop and help people that are new to the faith or new to spirit faith? Because I've noticed there's a big difference between faith and spirit-filled faith. Okay, so if you're new to the Spirit-filled community, what do we mean by that is that we have an emphasis on the Holy Spirit. We don't remove him from the text. But if you are new to the Spirit-filled community, would you stop saying no to everything spiritual? I don't know about that. 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 You're right. You don't know. I don't know about worshiping my hands. That little girl up there told everybody to lift her hands. How old is she anyway? Someone on Tuesday Q&A, they're like, why does she always turn in weird directions? I was like, she's facing Israel at all times. They're like, wow. Don't turn that into a meme. Don't turn my wow into a meme. I see you, Justine, in the back. Don't try to hide. Don't try to hide. I see you. I'm like, no, she's not facing Israel.
Like, that really ministered to me.
Good.
Good. I'm glad it did.
Praise the Lord. Quit saying no. Quit saying no to your quiet time in the morning. That snooze button is a no. You understand that? Because you can't be late for your job, so you'll just snooze on your time with the Lord. Come on. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Quit saying no. I'm really going to start reading my Bible this year. You have said that for the last 10. Don't worry, we got a fast coming for you. Pastor Landon, fasting's not for me. Show me a scripture that says that. Don't worry, I'm going to talk about this because we're not fasting right now. Don't worry about it. Eat up today. I don't see one scripture that's like, all Israel came together to fast, except for the people that didn't like fasting very much. No one likes fasting. You're like perpetually just mad and mean and angry all the time, just grumpy. No one likes it. But how many love the benefits of it? Quit saying no. I don't know about that fast. Quit saying no. How about you let people that are more mature spiritually help you grow? And you don't grow with a no. You grow with a yes. Lift your hands when they say, lift your hands. Take a breath in the presence of God. Nope. In fact, I'm blowing all my air out. Why does he have us do that? Try. I thought I saw someone come in here with the shofar, and if they start blowing one, we're leaving. Come on, somebody. Quit saying no to everything spiritual. Get a yes in your spirit. I want to grow. I want to learn. Holy Spirit, I want you to teach me. Here's the thing is, you already know what you know. Come on. There is favor in your yes. Turn to your neighbor and say, there's favor in your yes. Highly favored in the Greek means this, the one who has found mercy. See, when you find favor, it's because you found mercy, because you're in the presence, and we know where the presence of God is, there's mercy. That's why we call this church Mercy Culture, because it's a church that's built around the presence of God. He said this, the Lord is with you, Mary. You need to understand this, the Lord is with ones who are highly favored. Here's what he said. He said, the Lord is with you. And he said, because you're going to be a carrier of the presence of God. Watch this. Mary carried God. You know how you watch your mouth and what you say around church people? Come on, you know what I'm talking about? Like your conversations in the car are not quite your conversations in the lobby. Turn your name and say, tell the truth, shame the devil. Okay. Could you imagine carrying God all the time? She's a carrier of the presence of God. And everywhere she goes, that presence goes with her. Do you know that you're called to carry the presence of God? The same way that Mary carried Jesus, carried the presence of God, you're supposed to carry the spirit of Jesus. You know, scripture says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. In fact, watch, everywhere that she went, the presence of God went. When you carry the presence of God, everywhere you go, the spirit of God goes. Let me show you in the text, Luke chapter 1, skip over to verse 41. It says, when Elizabeth had heard the greeting, this is John the Baptist's mom, greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is wild. Watch this. She's just talking to people. And people get filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to do a 10-minute exhortation in the back room and lay hands on someone, forget them, baptized in the Holy Ghost? No. Because when you're carrying the Spirit of God, you just got to talk to them.
When you're carrying the presence of God, a hello will do. You know, my favorite thing that happens at Mercy Culture Church is when people get baptized in the Holy Spirit, when nobody lays hands on them, no one's talking to them. They're just in the middle of worship, lifting their hands, breathing in, and then all of a sudden getting filled with the Holy Spirit.
Huh. So I'll tell you a funny story about this. When my daughter Peyton was 2 years old, we were driving at a car. We were living in Phoenix at the time. Phil King was one worship leaders for our young adult ministry. And it was about 9 o'clock at night, and it was kind of getting late. And we went out for ice cream, and you know, we put our kids to bed early. And so this was really late, and we only had one child at the time. Pay was two. And so all the family was in town, because I think it was around Christmas time. And so Papa and Grandma and I got in the car with Peyton, and we went home to go put her to bed, and Heather stayed with her other family members back. And we're driving in the car, and Peyton was fussy and 2 years old and whiny at the time. And you were, Pay, you were. And so she was, so I did what every great millennial parent does. I gave her my phone. Yes. Joking. And she turns on one of my favorite songs of all time ever written, Jesus Culture's Fill Me Up. She turns on the song and just by herself, and she starts singing. Fill me up. And she's sitting there worshiping. And she stops whining, she stops fussing, and she just starts worshiping. And I'm sitting in the back, she's in her car seat, Pop and Grandma in the front driving. And I notice, I said, Father, she's asking you to fill her up. I'm telling you, as the Lord is my witness, I put my hand just like this, and I said, Lord, your daughter is asking you to fill her up. Would you fill her? And it was about 20 seconds later, all of a sudden, she lifts her hands up in the air. And I'm telling you, it wasn't English and it wasn't baby talk. But she just starts praying out in this heavenly language all of a sudden. And then she did it for about 15, 20 seconds. And all of a sudden, she starts going, I pray for my mommy. I pray for my daddy. I pray for my Mimi. I pray for my mom. I pray. She just starts interceding for her family. And I'm sitting there, guys, this honest truth. I'm like, is this possible? I don't know how to doctrinally understand this. And as the case, she didn't go through the class. But she didn't go through the class. Luke 1, verse 15. The angel saying, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, speaking to John the Baptist. He is never to take wine or fermented drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he's born. Up in my spirit came, if he can fill John the Baptist in the womb, surely he can fill your child. How many know there's no miniature Holy Spirit? The same Holy Spirit that baptizes you, baptizes them. I'll tell you this, at Mercy Culture, we're going to have a move of God in our children's ministry. We're never going to babysit. We're never going to just tell stories. There's going to be the same presence of God there as it is here.
Relax, you're acting like we got a big announcement or something today.
Let me give you a practical tip real quick. Family members, mainly fathers, listen, pray in the Holy Spirit in front of your children. A lot. Pray in the Holy Spirit. This morning at 6:20 in the morning, I don't know why she was up that early, I get a FaceTime call from my daughter. I'm on the trail running, praying for you. And she goes, Dad, are you on your prayer run? First thing she said to me this morning. I said, yeah, baby. She's like, when are you going to be home? I'll be there to get you. I want to go to church with you. You can go to church with me. How does she know that I'm on my prayer run? Because if I'm not out there running, I'm on the couch in the morning by the fire praying. And when they come down the stairs, they hear their dad praying in the Holy Ghost. Listen, it's not a Bible study that we're doing. I want them to feel the presence of God. Listen, I want that to be her normal. Listen, young families, pray together. Pray over your kids. Lay hands. This is so important to do at the youngest stage. Like, well, when's a good time to do it? Anytime's a good time to do it. Listen, establish spirituality. Here's what I just felt in my spirit right now. Teach them at this age to say yes. And then here's what we do. If my son says, I don't want to pray, I said, you're praying. It's a beautiful thing. My son Preston's 5 years old in the front row. We're driving around the city. This was yesterday. We're driving around the city. I said, look at our beautiful city. He goes, let's pray for it. I didn't say it. He did. I said, who do you want to pray first? He goes, you pray first. So I prayed. And I said, it's your turn. And he prayed a powerful prayer. Don't be, listen, you don't have kids?
Buy one. This guy's handing out kids. People on the podcast are so confused right now.
Pray over your husband.
Borrow one.
Pray over your husband. Pray over your wife. Listen, if you're single, like I heard this so many times for years, they're like, if you're single, don't pray with the person you're dating. Whoa, what? So you're gonna wait till you get married and you realize you have no spiritual depth? You're gonna be on your honeymoon, and you're like, honey, you pray. He's like, Lord. Oh, Lord. You're like, what did I do? You married a bum. You married a bum is what you did. Pray together. Don't speak in tongues together. Pray together. I'm helping you. Watch Mary's response. Here's what Mary said. The angel said, the Holy Spirit's going to come and fill you. And what? Look at her response was. Her response was this. How will this be? This is the response of the flesh. Where God says, I'm going to do this in your life, and you try to analyze through the flesh how it's possible. So Mary's a virgin. She didn't stay a virgin. She had other sons after Jesus, okay, with Joseph. So, but at the time, she's a virgin. And so she's trying to figure out, how am I going to be impregnated when I haven't been intimate with the man? How am I going to have a baby? So Mary is trying to figure out how this is going to happen, and this is what we do. This is what people throughout the whole scripture have done. They say, how can it be? How could it be? Gideon said, I'm the least in my clan. How about Moses? How can I lead people when I stutter? When I have a speech impediment? I can't do it. I these are the reasons. And then this is what we do with ourselves. As we say, I can't lead because I don't have the resources. I can't obey you, God, because I don't have enough money. I don't have enough favor. I don't have enough connections. Or I've been divorced. How can I do that? Or how about in Texas? I'm a woman. How am I going to do this and obey you, God? I can't lead in ministry. I can't do this. And we're telling God the reasons why we can't say yes. How could this be? Here's what the Lord said. How? The Holy Spirit will. Watch this in the text, Luke 1:35. And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Look at this again. The Holy Spirit will. Is it up on the screen behind me? And the Most High will. Let's read this again. The Holy Spirit will. And the Most High will. I think I need to say it one more time. The Holy Spirit will. The Most High will. When you stop resisting the Holy Spirit, He will. When you start receiving the Holy Spirit, He will. And then you don't have to figure out how is it gonna happen. Turn to your neighbor and say, He will. Listen, if He called you to do it, He'll provide for it. If He told you to say it, He's gonna make a way. If He told you to do it, He's gonna go before you. He will do it. Every time the Lord tells me to do something bold, I say, Lord, you're getting yourself into trouble. Because this is your problem, not mine. This is your burden, not mine. I refuse to carry what's not mine to carry. Lord, you told me to do it. You told me to say it. You told me to write it. You told me to put it out. You told me to preach it. You told me to step out in faith, and Lord, it's yours. See, the problem is when you think it's yours, then all of a sudden it's my ministry. It's my business. This is my family. And then all of a sudden you have the weight and the responsibility of figuring out. Somebody needs to just lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, it's yours. My bad. I didn't mean to take it. It's yours. It's yours. Everything I have is yours. This church is yours. This city is yours. Our family's yours. Come on, someone say it's yours. He will come upon you. Look at this. What was that favor waiting for? It was waiting for Mary's yes. Luke 1:38, Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word. It reminds me of when Jesus said, not what I want, but what you want. Listen, hear this word today. Favor is waiting to be released, but favor is waiting for your yes. I can't tell you how many times over the last 10, 15 years of ministry, someone said to me, and you're going to be a great pastor one day. And the moment they said it to me, I immediately said back to them, no. In fact, I started getting a little snappy with it. Where I'm like, I'm not even going to let them finish what they're saying. I'm going to cut them off in mid-sentence. I know where this is going. I already padlocked the door from the inside. Man, Landon, you're going to make a great nope. No. I can't tell you how many people I said no to. Pastor friends, ministry friends, people that I looked up to, respected, and admired. And the moment they said, I said no. Do you know why? I was afraid. Do you know what I was afraid? I was afraid that a church would be built around me, or I was afraid that I would experience the dysfunction that I saw other places. And sometimes situations in church cannot be the funnest. When people stop being godly, when they stop showing mercy. I said no, and I said no, and I said no, and I said no. And then I would start telling people, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. Until one day I was leaving Daystar Studios. I was driving my car on the 35. I had worship music. It's always playing in my car. I'm listening to worship music. And as I'm listening to worship music, I hear the Holy Spirit audibly speak to me and say, you can pastor here. How do I know it was the Holy Spirit? Because there's no way I would ever say that to myself ever. I said the opposite. How do you know it's God? Because it comes quicker and faster than you can think. It's almost like it was behind you, like someone's talking behind you and you're looking, and I'm driving, and as I'm trying to process this, and I said to the Lord, I said, but I've always said I'm not going to do that. And he said, you said it, I didn't. Took about 6 months to process that assignment. I said, this is so heavy. This is a life-altering thing. I'm going to have to start praying and fasting about this. Then the Lord started ministering to my heart. He started speaking to us in dreams. He started ordering our steps. Do you know the only reason I was able to say yes to what my mouth said no to was because there was already a yes to the Lord in my heart? I'm guessing if this has happened to your pastor, there's a good chance it's happened to you where you have said no to the things of God. You have said no to the assignments of God. You've said no to moments of faith, moments of generosity, moments of obedience because of fear, because you're nervous, because you're afraid of what you've experienced or what you've seen or how it's worked out for other people. But I came to tell you, listen, if there's a love for God in your heart, that means there's got to be a yes down in your soul. And you got to turn that no around.
around into a yes to begin to release the favor. I'm telling you, listen, the favor that is on this house was waiting for my yes.
And the favor that's meant for your house is waiting for your yes. What have you said no to God? What has there been a prompting in your spirit? Some of you for weeks, some of you for months, some of you for years, some for decades. And it won't go away. And you've pushed it away and you've pushed it away. There's a ministry in your heart. There's a passion in your heart. And you just said, no, I'm just going to do stuff for the kingdom and give money. And that's, but God's called you to do other things. You could be a king and a priest, but you got to obey. God is waiting for somebody that will say yes. And your yes releases the favor of God. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes all over this place? Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. I'm ready to serve. Mary, God didn't just give Mary a son. He gave us all a Savior. And you're meant to carry the Spirit of Jesus like Mary carried Jesus everywhere you go. I felt in my spirit as I was preparing for today that there's some of you that have said no to God on assignments, and some of you have said no to God in your heart. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm not going to invite you up here. Nobody's going to embarrass you. This is between you and God. But I felt in my spirit, there's someone in here today that needs to say yes to Jesus. That you need to say yes to salvation. That you've been living for yourself. You're away from God. You've said no. In fact, you've been in church services numerous times. And every time the minister would come or the preacher would come, in your heart, there'd be a no. Today, there needs to be a yes. That the favor of God, the presence of God, the power of God could be revealed in your life. No one looking around, everyone's heart towards the Lord. But today, if you would say, Landon, there's a yes in my heart. I want to be right with God. I want to give my life to Him. I want His life to be in my life. I want to serve the Lord. I need God. I need a Savior. I need Jesus. If that's you in this place, just real fast, lift your hand. Just lift your hand, just real fast. Put it up and put it down. Awesome, I see hands, 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 hands. Awesome, all over this place, all over this place. All over this place. Just do it right now. I'm gonna wait for you just a moment, just a moment. Just do it right now. Awesome, I see your hand, I see your hand. I see your hand. Awesome, 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 young girl. Awesome. All over this place, can every single one of us pray this together out loud? Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I say it louder, of all of my sin. I give my life to you. I need your grace. I need your mercy. Holy Spirit, would you fill me? Would you empower me? Would you speak to me? I need you. I give my life to you. Now just say this. Say, teach me your ways. I want to know you. I want to find favor. Now, the last thing, everybody in this place, with your head bowed and eye closed, if there has been a no on your lips that needs to be replaced by the yes that's in your heart, to be highly favored means you say yes to God's heart. But if you say, I want to say yes, I want to turn my no, like you did yours, Landon, from a no to a yes. And you know what that means? You don't even sometimes know what you're saying yes to. But you say, I have a yes in my heart to whatever is in God's heart. There's a yes in my heart to whatever is in God's heart. If that's you today, would you just whisper to Him yes? Would you just tell Him from your heart, yes? Lay your hands on your heart all over this place.
one more time, would you just say, Lord, I give you my heart. And there's a yes in my heart. When everyone in this place to look at me, there is so much power in your yes. Because your yes releases the favor of God. We launched this church 8 months ago. And I cannot believe the favor that has followed. I know it's not everybody's journey, but for ours, it's been ridiculous how fun and easy it's been. And I heard the Lord say that there's a decade of favor resting on us. I told you 3 weeks ago that the degree that you were resisted was going to be the degree of favor that was released. We have been resisted, y'all. And God is releasing his unmerited grace, his high favor on us. We are in the middle of a miracle.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Mercy Culture Church. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend. To learn more about us, find us on social media and online at mercyculture.com.